Welcome back. It's 9 minutes after 6 a.m. on a Monday morning. I do something a little different this morning. I want to continue our conversation about Elysium, because I don't think we did it justice by smacking it around in the entertainment news. We had a lot of other stuff we had to get to.
All right, Elysium is the space station utopia movie.
Mm-hmm.
Earth has gone to hell, and all the good stuff is now orbiting above the Earth.
The movie opens with, first of all, did you see District 9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Done by the same guy, right?
Same guy, the same actor is in it playing the bad guy, and it looks like it's filmed in the exact same location. Earth has turned into, well, America, Los Angeles, basically, is where this is, and it's now predominantly a third world nation. People live in hovels. Unemployment is rampant. It's overpopulated. It's polluted. It's just a horrible place to live. It's dirty. It's hot and sweaty. It's just gross. All right.
There's some parts of LA that are like that now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. And then the story picks up of our hero, Matt Damon's character, eking out a living as a boy. He's taken in by a group of nuns, and he expresses that one day he wants to get to Elysium, which is this giant space station that you can see from Earth, where all the rich people are, and
have relocated.
Air is good. The food is good. Healthcare is free. Everybody has these med pods where you just lie down in it and it scans you, finds out what's wrong with you, and fixes you.
Cool.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? That's the setting of the story. And, of course, you know what's going to happen. He grows up. There's got to be something that makes him want to get to Elysium or causes him to go up there. And at the risk of giving some spoilers to the film, something happens to him where he is in desperate need of the healing that can be taken only up at Elysium. Now, here's the thing. They don't go into any detail at all as to what has caused Earth to be in this horrible circumstance by the year 2154.
They didn't do the writing it down here at the beginning of the movie like some movies do to list what happened to get us to this point?
No. They just start off that L.A. and the rest of the world, it's hell. I personally don't believe our planet could ever get into that condition. And
why?
I'll tell you
why. Why?
Okay, yeah, and I'll tell you why. It's very good. And I'm going to try and do this justice in the brief time period. I believe Earth was created by God. Not evolution. I don't think it's an accident. I don't think things came together in the primordial ooze and accidentally we have this perfect environment that is unique in our solar system and in our universe.
Unique in our universe.
I believe it's unique in our universe. And so, therefore, I believe God created our planet. I believe God is perfect. I believe God is all-knowing. Why do I base this? It all goes back to the Bible. They're so into the religious lesson at this point. So I look at it this way. If I were going to build a house for my kids, and it was going to be, and I'm perfect, and I'm all-knowing, I would build them a house that would provide them food and energy and everything for as long as they live there. No, and I know that they're going to, in their teen years, they're going to be irresponsible and they're going to damage the place. And I'm going to build it in such that it is able to be, it's to withstand the ridiculous foolishness because I know.
I see.
There will be some frat parties, but the maid will come.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create a perfect environment where there is enough. And I just don't believe that we have
the capacity to destroy it.
I don't believe that we have more power than God to destroy his creation. I don't. So therefore, at this point, I look at it and go, okay, this is complete total fantasy. I'm shutting my mind off, and I'm just going to enjoy the film for entertainment. I'm not going down the political path. So first of all, Earth is never going to get to this point. Second of all, what has happened? It's never explained in the movie. What has happened where those that have assets have decided to build the space station and leave Earth?
What has happened? Earth has become unlivable for them.
Okay. How?
And they can afford to do it.
Why did they not decide to spend their assets rehabilitating and creating cleaning up the planet instead of just going off somewhere? That's never explained. The second thing is everybody the film wants you to think, oh my gosh, the Elysium is nothing but rich business people, and it's horrible. It's absolutely deplorable. Yet everybody on the planet, everybody on Earth wants to go there. It's filled with nothing but evil. Okay, those selfish, arrogant, evil business pirates have built this wonderful place. I can't wait to get there. That is the goal. Everybody wants to go there.
Well, to make their lives easier than they are
right,
now.
Right. But nobody. So of course there is the criminal element that knows how to get you there. I can
the
get
smugglers.
You there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
And for an exorbitant price.
Sure.
He will get you there.
Uh-huh.
So he is no better than the blood-sucking vermin that own the companies that live on Elysium. He's the exact same, but he's the hero because he's the hero in a sense. Okay, he's the hero eventually. Yes, he is. Eventually he is the hero. You root for him. Yay! He's the great guy. But he's a blood-sucking vermin like everybody else. And he will take assets from those that are dying and send you on a, maybe you'll make it, maybe you won't, a direct correlation of human trafficking into the United States for illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute direct correlation. You cannot gain entry into Elysium, the space situation, unless you are a citizen of Elysium. You can't get in, you can't get food, you can't get health care unless you are a citizen of Elysium.
Maybe so the conservatives move to Elysium.
That's exactly right.
So there are no new members of Elysium. It's only the people that are there already.
And if you're born in Elysium.
And if you're born there, okay.
Right. So in other words, it's a direct correlation to the United States. Everything
is beautiful
here. What if you
sneak into Elysium but have your baby there? Do you have an anchor baby on Elysium?
Here's what's happened. They give you false identification. They burn it into your arm. They give you a false ID, and you show up at Elysium, and now you can have everything you want, including the health care. And so shuttles go up. Shuttles get shot down, but every once in a while, some make it through. Oh, and the angels on high
sing. Don't you have to have money once you're there to sustain your lifestyle?
That is never explained. That is never explained.
I understand the free health care, but don't you have to have money to
never
sustain
explained.
Your buy a house? And...
Never explained.
Okay.
All it's like
right.
being
never.
At a big country club. It's all on the
Precisely.
Tab. It's all
so
good.
We're supposed to,
Precisely.
All right. Okay.
Never explained.
Gotcha.
So none of this, none of the real politics is ever issued. So, of course, Matt Damon, the hero, he gets up there, and I'm not going to spoil it for you, but you can pretty much see what happens. He has a code in his head. How it gets there is fascinating, and how it comes out, that's the thriller of the story. But he gets this code, and he's going to make everything all better for all people. And yet, none of it is explained how you're going to provide for all of the people. What is it going to cost the Elysium residents? Is it going to destroy Elysium so that therefore what could be doled out properly and could be a benefit to mankind is now destroyed and nobody gets anything? No, they don't explain any of that. They don't go into any rationale of proper, responsible administration of all the assets. They don't. They just don't. It is obvious that those that have should be taken from them and given to those that have not. Completely irresponsible and completely ignorant in its politics. So there.
Says you.
Says I think a lot of people who have a real mind when they watch it. It's just horrible. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, but it's a great sci-fi movie if you can disconnect your brain and just enjoy it for entertainment. If you allow your brain to be plugged in and on when you go see it, your face will melt right off your skull.
Central Wisconsin's news talk and weather station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.